This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Target is settling a class action lawsuit over its 2013 data breach. A judge has given the settlement preliminary approval. Hackers stole credit card numbers and personal information from tens of millions of customers, and Target wants to establish a $10 million fund for victims. They would be eligible for damages up to $10,000. The structure of the settlement is unusual, and as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, it could set a precedent for other data theft cases.
It was back in the 2013 holiday shopping season when hackers stole credit and debit card information of up to 40 million Target shoppers. That breach has already cost Target well over $100 million in security upgrades, legal fees, and such. So a $10 million settlement doesn't seem like that much.
It does seem like a small pot of money when you consider how many consumers were actually victimized by the Target breach.
Ed Mierzwinski is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group in Washington, D.C. He says the settlement is significant because
Target is admitting that data breaches cause real consumer harms.
Mierzwinski says this is the first time a company of this size has admitted that. Bill McGeverin teaches privacy and security law for the University of Minnesota.
I think it's a smart move for Target to settle this case at this number.
McGeverin says typically class action settlements pay a very small amount to a lot of people. Instead, the Target deal is offering victims up to $10,000 if they can show proof of harm.
This is different from settlements where everyone gets a small coupon, which is what we've seen frequently in the past.
McGeverin says a $10 million settlement is a price tag Target would gladly pay, and the case could set a precedent for future data security cases.
Settlements are negotiations, and any time another settlement happens, it helps set what is the going price.
Home Depot, take note, a class action suit is currently underway against the company for its 2014 data breach. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.